Mesechtes Svachim, Daf Pei, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Chesem and Bei is at the new Mishnah, and the prior Mishnah on the top of Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph, Mishnah discussed where even if a small amount of Dam Pasul got mixed up with Dam Kosher, they all agreed that Yishafich Le'amo, while if Dam HaNefesh got mixed up even with a small amount of Dam Matamtzes, so if one asked a Shaila, then there was a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rebbe Lezer, as the Tanakam held Yishafich Le'amo, where Rebbe Lezer was Machsher, and the Gemara brought a machlekes between Reb Zvid and Reb Papa, as to how to understand this machlekes between the Chacham and Rebbe Lezer. Rav Zvid explains that the Tanakhama holds that although midiraisa there should be a din habitol, however we are gozing xeris in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore yishafich la'amo. Rebbe Lezer holds in gozing xeris b'midrash as chashuv Chacham shloi lehafsid kotshe machmas xera. And if Rav Zvid, Rebbe Lezer is even chelik on the Tanakhama in the case of the reish of the Mishnah, or a Papa understands that all agree that gozing xeris b'midrash, both the Chacham and Rebbe Lezer agree to the din of the Risha, it's all agreed that Shchiach for Dam Pasol to be Nisara B'Dam Kosher, and therefore in the case of the Risha, even Rabbi Lezer agrees that the din would be Yishafich La'amo. However, Rabbi Lezer is clearly kind of Chachamim in the Sefer of the Mishnah, as Rabbi Lezer holds that since it's Leish Shchiach, that Dam HaTamses should get mixed up with Dam HaNefesh, but Milsa Leish Shchiach like Gazer Rabbanon, and just like if Chulin, which is Leish Shchiach Bazara, would get mixed up with Dam Hegdish, then we would not make a Gzera. However, the Chachamim hold that Pa'omim should Dam HaTamses Rabba Dam HaNefesh, and we still make a gzira. Keep in mind, as we explained, that Lefira Papa, the Rebbe Lezer is only chiluk on the Tanakhama in the Sefer of the Mishnah and not in the Risha. Now, Mishnah now begins, Dam Tmimim, Bedam Bali Mummi, Shafich La'amo, and Rashi explains the Mishnah Lefira Papa that this is a milsa de Shchicha, and even Rebbe Lezer agrees to Chachamim that the gzira applies, and therefore the din is Yishafich La'amo, and Lefira Abzid, it's a bit difficult to understand why Rebbe Lezer is not chiluk on Chachamim in this din of the Mishnah if Rebbe Lezer holds in gozing zira b'midosh, and it's possible to explain that in a chenami, according to Razvid, the ratio of the previous Mishnah, as well as our Mishnah, are only going lefid chachamim, and in a chenami, Rebbe Lezer would be chilek on our Mishnah, as well as the ratio of the previous Mishnah, and the only time that our Mishnah is brought to machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and chachamim is only the seifa of the previous Mishnah, possibly when the Gemara previously asked, right before our Mishnah, Elo Razvid, Lo Avinu Lisninu, and the Gemara ended it off with a kasha, possibly this is part of the previous Gemara's question on Razvid, Vitzarach Biyar. Our Mishnah continues. Kais bekaisais. Rabbi Lezer imem karav kais echad yikruvu kolak kaisais. V'chacham imem afilu karavu kulan chutz me'echem han yishafik la'amo. And the Mishnah continues with another case. And in this case, there will be a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. And the case of the Mishnah is where a cup of dam from Bamum gets mixed up with other kaises that are all dam kosher, and the dam is not nikkur. So Rabbi Lezer holds that midrabbanon the din of bittul doesn't apply. However, if the kain does rika with one kais, then we would be toiler that it was the Dam Pasul, and all of the other places would now be Kosher, and we already saw this idea on Daf Ayin Zion Beis, and we will explain this further when we learn the Gemara. However, the Chacham hold, even if you did the Avoda with all of the Kaisais, aside from one of the Kaisais, the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, and you can't even be Makar of the last Kais, and Yishafik La'amo, and the Mishnah continues, Hani Tunnel Lamata, Shinis Avu, Bin Tunnel Lamayla, so there's Machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Chachamim, as Rebbe Lezer Ime Yitin Lamayla, Vurayan Isatachrein, Mil Maylon, Ki Elohim Mayim, in a case where the dam of behima whose blood is nizrak on the mizbeach lamata mechuta sikra, like a carbon oila, carbon shlomim, carbon osham, a bechor or maisa, gets mixed up with the dam of behima like a carbon chatas whose blood is nizrak lamayla mechuta sikra, Rabbi Lezer holds that the kohen can do zrika lamayla for the carbon chatas and have kavano that any dam oila that is nisarv in this blood is like mayim ba'alma, and ayin Rashi hoil ain't miskaven, since the kohen is not miskaven lavidis ha'ila, so wouldn't pass the zrika. Rashi explains that the reason why you first do the zrika l'mayla is because we will learn on that peitesam and aleph that there's a mitzvah lahaktim chatos kohen la'ila, and there's a mitzvah lahaktim hal yoinim l'tachtainim. And as the Mishnah tells us, that Rebbe Lezer holds v'yachsev yitil l'mata, and the kohen would then be able to do zrika zedam l'mata mechot ha'sikra with the rest of the remaining blood, and the zrika zedam of shtayim shein arba will work for the ila as well as for Shvicha Shirayim, and the Gemara will explain this point further. And the Mishnah teaches us that the Chacham Achilik and Rebbe Lezer, they do not agree to this concept of Reinach Tachtoinim Kilu Mayim, and they also hold Emishanim Tachtoinim Bishvil Hachshel Yainim, and therefore they hold Yishafich La'amo. However, the Mishnah tells us that Ladibri Akal, Be'imloy Nimlach V'nosan Kosher, that B'diyevet, if the Kohen didn't ask a Shaila and performed the Matnas Hadam, then they would all be Kosher, as the Chacham agree with Rebbe Lezer that Yeshbila. And the Mishnah continues on that Peyom Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah states, Hanitana b'matana achas, shnis arba b'nitana b'matana achas, yinosu b'matana achas, matan arba b'matana bo, yinosu b'matana bo, matan arba b'matana achas. So there's machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, as Rabbi Elazar oimi yinosu b'matana abo, Rabbi Shua oimi yinosu b'matana achas. Mishnah teaches us that there is no machlekes that the dam from a korban that is nita b'matana achas, such as a bechor, gets mixed together with the dam of another korban that is nita b'matana achas, such as ma'aseh behima, as Rashi points out that it gets mixed up in bebolo bein mekoyses, and it doesn't make a difference if it was mixed up together in one kois or the koyses get mixed up. And all agree that yinosim matana achas, you will have kavana that whichever kois belong to whichever carbon, then that should be the proper zrika or the proper matana for that carbon and for the proper person. And similarly, the Mishnah teaches us that all agree that a dam of a carbon that is nitim bedal matanais gets mixed up with dam of behima that is nitim bedal matanais, and for example, the dam Ila gets mixed up with the Dam Asham or Dam Shlomim, which are only Tanan Lamatim Chotasikra and Bezuka Shtaim Shein Abba, and certainly all agree that you would do four Matanais. However, the Mishnah tells us that there is Machlekes if the Dam of Behemoth that is Nitim Ba'abba Matanais, like an Ila, gets mixed up with Dam of a Korban that is Nitim Ba'matana Achas, like a Bechar or Maisa Behemoth. Keep in mind that all these Matanais are done Lamatim Chotasikra, but as a whole, that you would do four Matanais, and as Rashi states, Vurei Anias HaMatana. And he holds that it will only do one matana. Although we know that lechatchila carbon oil requires rika of shtaim shein arba, however, of course, b'di'eved one would be yitza with one matana. And as we already learned, kol yitana al mizbeach achitza and shein yitana matana achas kiper. The mission now continues with the shakel v'tayir between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. As Amalei Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Shua, "Harei wa'ival baltigra by only doing one matana." So being over Baltigra, as the carbon oil really requires four matanais. However, Amalei Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Elazar, how can you have the Kohen do four matanais? There's only a requirement to do one matana for Bechor and Maisa Behema, and the Kohen will be over on Baltasev. And as the Pasuk states in Pasha Veschanon, which is the Issa of Baltasev, and the Pasuk continues, which is the Issa of Baltigra, and the Pasuk ends off, Lishmes Mitzvah Hashem Alekechem Asher Nechim Mitzaveschem. Now Mishnah continues that Amalei Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar responds to Rabbi Shua, Leinam about Taisif El Keshuv Ba'atmai. Rabbi Elazar responds that the Issa about Taisif only applies if the actual item is by itself, and since the Dam of the Bechor is in the Tarovis, so the Issa doesn't apply. And Lachur, the svar behind this is that certainly the Issa about Taisif is only when someone is miskaven to add on to a mitzvah, but over here where the person is only being miskaven to the proper matanais or the korban that requires four matanais, so the Issa about Taisif wouldn't apply. The Mishnah states, Amalei Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua responds back to Rabbi Elazar that Leinam Baltigra El Keshuv Ba'atzmai, that the same svar applies to Baltigra, and since the Dam Ha'ilah is mixed together with the Dam Bechor and the Dam Maisa Behema, so the Issa of Baltigra doesn't apply. And finally, the Mishnah tells us, Va'idam Rabbi Shua, and finally Rabbi Shua asks Rabbi Elazar, certainly if there's going to be a choice between being Oivan Baltigra or Baltasif, then certainly it would be better to be Oivan Baltigra, as Kinshinsata Vata Baltasif Sisa Maisa Be'edecha. And Kishalina Sata Vata Baltigra, Vlayasisa Maisa Be'edecha. Rabbi Shua points out that Bishlema, according to me, even if you be Ivan Baltigra, is being done Besheva Tasa. However, when you do too many matanais, you're being Ivan Baltasa Be'edayim. And as Rashi states, Vlayasisa Maisa Be'edecha, Be'inu Doima Isa Maisa Liyosha Ve'ino Isa, Isa Bama Elov. And Ayin Rashi, Mesechtas Erevin, we explain the Shita Rabbi Elazar, that the reason why Rabbi Elazar states, he Nasub Matanaba, the Kasaba Kumase Mitzvah Odif, and our Gemara now begins, and we already saw this similar idea on Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis, but the Gemara Mishnah that stated a varim be varim bali mumin Rabbi Elazar imem karv reish echman yukuvu kol reishin, and in the Gemara Rabbi Elazar da Meira explained the sheet of Rabbi Elazar that Amr Rabbi Elazar loy hichshu Rabbi Elazar al shnayim shnayim aval echad echad loy, even though from a Mishnah it's Mashma, that Rabbi Elazar was Taila the Issa in the Rosh of the Behemoth that he already makriv, and on Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar would be Taila that the Dam of the Baal Mum was in the Kais that you already were makriv. However, once again, our Gemara tells us, Am Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar that Amir explains, Lehichshe Rabbi Elazar el Shnayim Shtayim, Aval Echel Echel Loi, that Rabbi Elazar was only Machshir for the Kohen to go and be makriv two Kaises at one time. It wasn't Matir for the Kohen to go and take one Kais and be makriv around the Mizbeach. And as Rashi explained, Daf Ayin Zayin Beis El Shnaim Shnaim Zug Zug Yakrivam De Ikel Mei Mamigu De Hai Lavdi Surahu Hai Nami Lavdi Surahu Vi Surah Azalei Bahu De Kar Of Kodim Shnimlach Aval Echad Echad Lekomigu Loi. But Reb Leza would not be matter you to go and be makriv one kois at a time, and even Reb Leza only allowed a koyin to be makriv two koises at one time. As at this point, we would have a svek sveka. As number one, it's possible that the first kois had a dam of the baal mum. Number two, since you're being makriv two koises at one time, and it was only one kois of dam bali mumin, so certainly one of these koises are mutar, and therefore we have a svek sveka. Our gemara continues as a repeat of the gemara that we had on daf ayin zayin and beis. And although in the gemara on daf ayin zayin and beis we brought the next question from Rabbi Amya, our gemara brings the next question from Dimi. As Master Rav Dimi asks Shaila, how can you say that Rabbi Elazar was only machsher if you're being makri of two cups at the same time? As if so, then how could it be that the Mishnah states that the Chum argued in Rabbi Elazar and the Chum Omer Afilu Karvu Kula on Chutz Me'echem and Yishafach La'ama? As L'chayr in this case, since there's only one cup left over, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree to the Chachamim that the Kohen cannot be makri this one kais, as the only time Rabbi Elazar was matter anyone to be makri any kaisais, only when you be makri of two kaisais together. And since there's only one cup left, then certainly Rabbi Elazar would agree to this din of the Chachamim. The Gemara explains, Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Techlifa. So Rabbi Yaakov responded to Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Techlifa, as b'lecha, I will explain the words of the Chachamim, as my echad zug echad, as when the Chacham stated, afilu karva kulon chutz me'echem and yishafach la'ama, and not referring to a scenario where only one cup was left, as certainly Rabbi Elazar would agree to the Chacham in that scenario. And we're talking about a case, there's one more set of cups that were left, and if you're Rabbi Elazar, we would still be able to be makar both these cups together. And the Chum argument state that even though you already makar of all the other cups, therefore, based on Rav, we should certainly allow you to go and be makar of these two cups. The Chum hold that we're still not allowed to be makar of these two cups, while Rabbi Elazar would hold that you're able to be makar of these two cups of dam. We read the Gemara, Omalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Techlifa, but possibly the way to read the Gemara is Omalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Techlifa, as b'lecha. Keep in mind that as we already pointed out, that the machlekes that we have in our Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon as to a cup of blood of a baal mum that gets mixed up with multiple kaisais of dam of a kosher animal, the same machlekes that we previously had on daf ayin zayin and beis between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, the gay avarim of a baal mum that gets mixed up with a avarim of a tam and a avarim of a kosher carbon. And our Gemara is therefore bothered as to why we need both of these mishnayos. And our Gemara states v'tzricha, as Rashi points out, v'tzricha lefluge b'tavai Rabbi Elazar Rabbanon b'baal mum me'avarim be'avarim b'kaisis b'kaisais. And as the Gemara explains, the itma behar, as if we would only have the machlekes on daf ayin zayin and beis, b'negei adaktar sevarim, one would have thought, b'ha kam Rabbi Elazar, m'shum desav b'kaprasai, possibly in that case, since the avodas adam was already done properly, it was already a sav b'kaprasai, maybe Rabbi Elazar was mekel, and allowed us to use these evarim that got mixed up, avul b'ha im amaydolei l'rabbanon, whether in our Mishnah, where the cups of blood get mixed up, and the blood is what's actually going to effectuate the kapara, so maybe over here, Rabbi Elazar would agree to chachamim that we would not allow anyone to use this dam, and kamash blan that even in our case, Elazar is matter us to use the dam. As Rashi states, avagal b'kaisis b'kaisis, shenisaru koidun kapara, the ikka kapara b'kilkol, v'im maloi, and kamash blan that is chaylik even in our Mishnah. Similarly, the Gemara continues, v'yit ma'baha, if we would only bring the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and chachamim, our Mishnah, b'degei dam, so we would say, b'hokam rabbanon, that maybe b'degei is rikas adam, so rabbanon will machmer, as one did not receive the kapara yet, avu b'ha, im maidu Rabbi Elazar, but b'negei avarim, where one already did zrikas adam, and did the matonis adam, and therefore received the kapara, so maybe they would be mekel, and would allow one to bring the avarim on the mizbeach, therefore tzricha, so that's why we need both these mishnayis, in order to teach us that the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is both in a case of aktaris avarim, as well as in the scenario of our Mishnah, where there's a teruvis adam, and regard to matonis adam. The Gemara will now continue and discuss the Mishnah, Mesechlis Para, negate a mixture of water and ashes of the paraduma, which is called mechatas, which is made from mayim chayim, as well as the ashes of the paraduma. And the Mishnah discussed the case with some outside water, which is not mayim chayim or mechatas, that's mixed into the kli that holds the mechatas. A bit later, the Gemara will bring a raya from our Mishnah, and therefore this has relevance to our sugya. And our Gemara continues to Tanan Hasam that we learned in the Mishnah Mesechlis Para, Sleicha Shenafel Lotecha Mayim Kalshu, and Ayin the Shita who is Gerius Mayim Kalshain, and this word Mayim Kalshain doesn't refer to a small amount of water, but at least at this point in the Gemara, this term of Kalshu or Kalshain doesn't refer to the actual amount of water, and instead it refers to the type of water, and this water was any type of water that is not the Mechatas, And for example, this water was Mayim Shuvin, and it fell into a pitcher of Mechatas. Rabbi Lezer Ime Yazeh Shtei Azois. Rabbi Lezer holds that the Kohen would be Mazah to Azois on the Tomei Meis. That would suffice, and he'd become Tar. And what about Chacham Paislim? And Chacham passed this entire mixture, and they do not allow us to use it as the Mechatas, and would not be Metar a person from Tumas Meis. And keep in mind that the Mishnah Masechtas Parah continues, that Chacham agree, Im Loi Nimlach V'Nosan Kosher, that if the Kohen doesn't ask a Shaila, and he uses this Mayim for Azah on the Tomei Meis, then it would be Kosher. The Gemara now continues to explain the Shita of Rabbanon and Rabbi Lezer, and the Gemara states, Bishleim Rabbanon Savri Yesh Bila, V'Azah Tzrich Hashir, V'Eim Mitzdar from Lazayis, that Bishleim according to Rabbanon, even though certainly they hold that Yesh Bila, and as Rashi points out, Kedetanam Masisin, and as we just mentioned, that the Mishnah Masechtas Parah states, that a Chum Megri, Im Le Nimlach V'Nosan Kosher, so Almosam China Bila, and therefore we see that the Rabbanon Seimech, the entire mixture got completely intermingled, V'Amrina Lacha Mesar Bilach, Mesar Bekuloi, V'Eim Lecha Tipa Mizeh, Shloi Heba Mechaveir Ktsas, and every single drop certainly has a bit of Mayim Kosher mixed in, V'Hochanami Nehid Yesh Bila, even though the Rabbanon hold Yesh Bila, V'Yesh Bechol Azom and Amayim Aksherim, however the Rabbanon also hold Hazot Tzrich Hashir, and as Rashi continues, V'Ein Kan Shir, and there is no Shir in this mixture, V'Yesh Yesh Bab Min Apsulais, as we have to be concerned that there is part of this water that is Pasol, therefore the Kohen did not do the proper Shir of Hazah on the Tamei Meis, even if you'd want to say that Lefid Rabbanon, why doesn't the Kohen just do two Hazois, and then certainly you would have the proper Shir, however as Rashi continues, V'Im Mishun De Mazah Shtei Hazois, Kasavri, however the Rabbanon hold, Eim Mitztafen Oysan L'Malei Sashniya Shir HaChosav Rishayna, that we can't be Mitztaf one Hazah with another Hazah in order to create the Shir, therefore it makes sense why the Rabbanon hold that this mixture is puzzled to be used for Hazah. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, El Rabbi Lezer Maikasava, the Rabbi Lezer holds that one Hazah doesn't suffice and one has to do two Hazahs, so what does he hold? E Kasava in Bila, and therefore we can't be certain that the Mayim Kosha was included in this Hazah. Ki Mazah Shtei Hazahs Mayhave, Dilma Tavayu Mayakamazi, even now that he'll actually do two Hazahs, how could that help? As ultimately we have to be concerned that he used the regular water to be Mazah on the Tomei Meis, therefore would not be Matar, and as Rashi states, El Rabbi Lezer Bechodele Sagile with Tati Machsher, my Kasava, as I Kasava in Bila, in Simchan Alkach, the Zim Blame Val Bukule, how would it help Kimazah Shtei Hazahs? The Gemara continues, El Kasava Yesh Bila, and if you're going to tell me Rabbi Lezer holds that Yesh Bila, so I Kasava in Hazah Tzrich Hashir, Lomli Shtei Hazahs, and if he holds that Hazah does not require a Shir, then why would he require two Hazahs? As certainly when he does one Hazah, there's certainly some Mayim Kosher in this Hazah, since there's no specific Shir for Hazah, so certainly this Hazah should be Kosher, and El Kasava Hazah Tzrich Hashir, if you're going to tell me that the first Hazah cannot be Kosher, as he holds that there's a requirement for a specific Shir for each Hazah, L'chir, how could the second Hazah help, as I Kasava Eim Mitztarf on Hazahs, Ki Mazah Shtei Hazahs May Have, if he would hold that two Hazahs cannot be Mitztarf to equal the Shir, then even if he would do two Hazahs, how would that help us, V'Yinam Mitztarf on Hazahs, and if he would say that two Hazahs can be Mitztarf to equal the Shir, Miyema De Molei LeShira, but who said that he actually had the full Shir in these two Hazahs, as Rashi points out, Miyema De Molei LeShira, Shem Reb Shteim in Ashuvin, as possibly most of both Hazahs were from the Mayim Shuvim, Ve'im B'Shteim Kedei Hazak Shira, and even between both Hazahs, you still don't have the proper Shir for Hazah. Before we continue, it's important to point out that when the Mishnah Masechtas Parah stated, Soich HaShinafel Otechem Mayim Kolshu, that is not referring to a small amount of water, and the word Mayim Kolshu is not referring to the amount of water, and instead it's referring to the type of water. Mayim Kolshu means any type of water that is not Mechatas. In order to explain the Shita Rebbe Lezer, so our Gemara will bring down three different ideas. Let's keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will prove from our Mishnah that Rebbe Lezer holds Yesh Bila, and therefore our Gemara will want to explain that Rebbe Lezer holds Yesh Bila. Our Gemara now continues with the first explanation as to the Shita Rebbe Lezer, why he requires one to do a two Hazahs, why that would be Kosher, and Amr Yesh Lakish explains, La'ilim Yesh Bila, certainly based on our Mishnah, we will see that Rebbe Lezer holds Yesh Bila, and Yesh Lakish continues, V'Hazah Tzrich Hashir, and Rebbe Lezer holds that there's a requirement for a Shir by Hazah, and some agrees, U'mitztarf on Hazahs, and there's also a din that you can be mitztarf one Hazah with another Hazah, and L'chir, at this point, Yesh Lakish is left with the last question of the Gemara, as Miyema de Molei Shira, therefore Yesh Lakish explains, V'hachav Ma'eskinon, K'goin Shinus Avu, Achas Pa'achas, and the scenario where Rebbe Lezer states that it's kosher once you mazah Shtei Hazahs, is specifically talking about a scenario where this mixture of Mayim Shuvim Mechatos was exactly the amount needed for two shurim of Hazois. Half of this water was Mechatos, and the other half of this water was Mayim Shuvim. Therefore, certainly, once the Kohen is Mazah both Hazois and uses all of the water, then certainly he had the full share of the Mechatos, as even if it was actually split 50-50, but ultimately, since we hold both Hazois are mitzarev to each other, so certainly one has the full share of the Mechatos, therefore the person would be tar. And Ayin Rashi, in the first of the middle wide lines, as Hachem Ayiskinon, Kagoin Shinsarvu Achas Ba'achas, Shir Azor Mizu, Vishir Azor Mizu, Vinisarvu, Hilko Kimazah Shte Hazois, Al Kochach Mole Shira, Shrei Loi Hoyum, and Absum Khan, El Kade Azor Achas, Vahu Hiz Ashtayim. And Rashi continues, Ba'achas Ba'achas Lab Dafka Nokat, and it doesn't have to be equal parts of Mechatos and equal parts of Mayim Sulim. Certainly, if you would have more of the Mayim Kosher and more Mechatos, then certainly this teretz would work. And as Rashi continues, Dim Hayu Menak Shirim Harbe, Koshkin the Kosher, Kimazi Shte Azois, the Tafino Dekshirim Mehechates Lemisol. Rashi continues that the only reason why we stated that it was equal parts of Mayim Sulim and equal parts of Mayim Kshirim, Elum Mishum Sulim Nakat Law, as we were gurious in the words of Reish Lakish, that certainly Rebbe Loza holds Yesh Bila. And Rashi points out, Vyesh Bila Gasin B'Reish Lakish, the Kim the Omar Zot Tzricha Shira, even though this teretz of Reish Lakish could even work out, even if we hold the Rebbe Loza holds that in Bila. However, ultimately, the Gemara on the Beis will point out that if we would hold the Rebbe Loza holds in Bila, then we would have a question from our Mishnah. Therefore, Zok Rashi, that certainly Reish Lakish doesn't want to get involved in this point, and therefore Reish Lakish would rather say that Rebbe Loza holds Yesh Bila. As Rashi states, my Dirkri Lameima de Rebbe Loza in Bila, and Lakshuya Masisin Law, Velukma Masisin Bishinuya de Chichi Kidal Kamon. The Gemara now continues with the second explanation as to the Sheet of Rebbe Loza, and Rav Oman Rav explains Lo Ilum Yesh Bila, that really Rebbe Loza holds Yesh Bila, and number two, Rebbe Loza holds Vazor in Tzricha Shir, that there is no Shir for Azor. According to the Sad, the Gemara is that if you hold that in Azor Tzricha Shir, so Lom Lishte Azois, so why would Rebbe Loza require two Azois? And Rav holds that in Chanami, since Rebbe Loza holds in Yesh Bila and Azor in Tzricha Shir, then in Chanami Midurisa, there would be no requirement to have two Azois, and even if the Kohen did one Azor, then the Tahir would be valid. The only reason why Rebbe Loza stated that there's a requirement to perform two Azois is Viknasa the Kansu Rabbanon, Kehechad Le Mishtarishle, as Rabbanon made a Knas in order that one should not gain. And as we know, that the Mechatos was very expensive, and therefore, if we would allow someone to mix together regular water with the Mechatos, and we would say Yesh Bila and Azor in Tzricha Shir, people may just go ahead and mix together regular water with Mechatos. Therefore, Rebbe Loza holds that the Rabbanon made a takana that even if one would do so, they would not be able to get away with it, as ultimately they would have to perform two azois. And as Rashi states, v'shte azois tekama lav lemuli yeshira el knasu d'lin shtarish lo yistaka ben afilu zu lahabis memo b'mayim psulim. And the Gemara now continues with the third explanation as to the Shita Rebbe Loza, who holds that even if mayim shuvim it's mixed together with mechatos, then as long as you do two azois, then it will be kosher. Rebbe Ashi Omar, and we will be gurious mayim kolshu utnan ve'im bila, and therefore yazish shtei azois. Rebbe Ashi explains that when the Mishnah stated sleicha shenafalu teicha mayim kolshu, the words kolshu is not referring to a type of water. It's not telling us that some type of water that's not mechatos fell into the sleichas of mechatos. Instead, the Mishnah is actually telling us the amount of water that fell into the sleichas. The Mishnah is telling us that a small amount of water that's mayim shuvim fell into the mechatos. Rebbe Ashi therefore explains if Rebbe Elazar would hold that yesh bila, and we would also hold like Rava that azar in tzricha shir, then certainly even if one would only do one azar, then certainly it should be valid and should be matara tamei meis. Rebbe Ashi explains that although Rebbe Elazar holds that azar in tzricha shir, but Rebbe Elazar holds in bila, and therefore as Rashi explains 7 lines from the bottom of the amid, hilkachim modi chada, that if you would only do one azar, since we hold in bila, so shema in kam menakshem klum, so it's possible that in this mixture there is no mayim kshirim at all. Therefore, one azar doesn't suffice. Avakimordi tati, but if he does two azois, he efshed leka bechotim minayim minakshirim. At this point, certainly in one of these azois, there's definitely some mayim kosher and some mechatos. Since Rebbe Elazar holds hazar in tzricha shir, therefore it would be a prop azar and it would be matar to tamim meis. And as Rashi states, to ha'in kamen apsulim el kolshu. Rashi continues, v'hainu taimud le mishani kalishin in the savu achas b'achas. And this is the reason why Rebbe Ashi did not give the teretz of Reish Lakish, as the imkain of imashma yeshir lazar v'iu ein azar tzricha shir svirlei. And Rebbe Ashi holds hazar in tzricha shir lachidak lishdun the masisin the kani kol. kashu dein khabazais prus mikan vi ashishiu kazais alolum absulin va filu hen tanis maid will come on massively masisen. Later on the Gemara will ask a question on this explanation of Rav Ashi, as the Gemara will prove from our Mishnah that Rav Elazar holds yesh bila and doesn't hold in bila. The Gemara now continues masve, and we will ask a question on the sheet of Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish explained that Rav Elazar holds that yesh bila, and he also holds hazot tzvi chashir, and he also holds that two hazois can mitzdarfin lahazois. And the Gemara will now ask a question of Reish Lakish from the following brisa. As the brisa teaches us the same din as the Mishnah Mesechtes Para, the Rabbanan hold that if mayim psulin fall into a pitcher of mechatos, then the entire mixture is pasul. The brisa then continues that Rabbi Omer, the Rabbi's chilek on the Rabbanan, and he states al divrei Rabbi Elazar, according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar that we just saw, the Mishnah Mesechtes Para, who holds that one would be able to do two hazois, and that would be matar, someone that is tamei. Rabbi Elazar holds hazok kolshu mataras. Really, hazok kolshu is matar a person, and the reason is because hazok in tzvi chashir, that there's no shear for hazok. Rabbi continues that number two, one may think that even if we hold that hazok in tzvi chashir, maybe that's only in a case where we have pure mechatos and there's nothing that's mixed into it. However, if there's ma'im shuvim that's mixed together with the mechatos, so maybe the din of hazok in tzvi chashir would not apply, and therefore Rabbi teaches us that Rabbi Elazar holds hazok mechza kashu mechza pasul. Even if the hazok kashu is done from a mixture of water that has ma'im shuvim mixed with mechatos, then it still would be kosher. But ultimately, from this brisa, we clearly see that Rabbi Elazar holds hazor in tzvi chashir, and therefore, how could Reish Lakish explain that Rabbi Elazar actually holds hazor tzvi chashir? And as Rashi at the bottom of the Amud states, Alma time to Rabbi Elazar the boy tati lab mishum tzir fulut tzafu the chashir doktani in tzvi chashir the kashal Reish Lakish. And we continue on that peyam and beiz, and the Gemara states va'oy tanya, and it would seem that this question is going to be another question on Reish Lakish. However, this question will actually be a question on the way Rav Ashi understood Rabbi Elazar, as Rav Ashi stated Rabbi Elazar holds that ain't be law. And Rashi points out that even so, the Gemara states va'oy tanya, the Gemara is really just trying to point out that Rav's way of explaining Rabbi Elazar is correct, as based on these two brisos, we now have questions on the way that Reish Lakish explained Rabbi Elazar, as well as on the way Rav Ashi explained Rabbi Elazar, and therefore the Gemara will want to prove that the proper explanation as to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar is like Rav stated. And keep in mind, as Tesis points out at the top of that Pelem Beis, that the brisa that we're about to bring down is almost exactly like the same case that we saw on Daf Ayin Tesis Beis, where the Mishnah discussed the case of an internal matan and shesavim internal lemaila, and Rabbi Elazar ima yitin lemaila v'royin isat tachtonim lemaila and kilu hey mayim v'yachsev yitin lemata. Really, the Gemara could have asked this question from a Mishnah, and Ayin Tesis why the Gemara specifically asked the question from the brisa, and we will get back to this Tesis a bit later. Lemaisa our Gemara continues and will ask a question of Ashi. How could you say that Rabbi Elazar's shita is that in bila? The brisa teaches us that if the dam achatos, which is nita lemaila mechuta sikra, gets mixed together with the dam of the ilo, which is nita lemata mechuta sikra, we will be gerus like the shita. The Rabbi Elazar ima yitin lemaila v'royin isa tachtenim lemaila keilu heimayim v'atachtenim alulai. Rabbi Elazar holds that since the din is that's mitzvah lahaktim al yonim l'tachtenim, as we learn at that pitesim and aleph, therefore the kohen would first have to do the matanas adam for the korban chatos lemaila mechuta sikra. And even though some of the dam that's mixed into this mixture is actually from the dam ha'ila, we will consider this dam as if it's water, as he won't have kavanah for the dam of the ha'ila. After he does the matanis for the chatos, then he'll be able to do the matanis for the ha'ila lemat mechuta sikra. By doing so, both the korban chatos as well as the korban ha'ila will be valid. And as Rashi states, v'atachtein ma'olulay k'shiyachsev yitin shirayim lemat l'shem shirayim olulay af lematin dam ha'ila. As we already saw in the Mishnah, that the Rabbanan argue Rabbi Elazar, and they hold Yishofich La'amo. However, Agamor continues and asks a question on Rav Ashi, as vi amrit ein bila, as if you hold Rabbi Elazar hold that ein bila amai olay, and how could it be that any of these matanis would be valid? As l'chir, we have to be concerned that when he did the matanis l'mayla mechata sikra, he actually used the dama oila. When he did the matanis l'mata mechata sikra, he was actually using the dama chatos. As the Gemara continues, that since he holds ein bila, dilma kiyad al yenu l'mata v'at tachtenu l'mayla, it's clear from this brisa as well as from the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar holds yesh bila. Therefore, every drop that he uses lemaila mechuta sikra, we are told that it has some dam chatos in it, and therefore it's kosher for the matanis of dam chatos. And since we hold yesh bila, therefore when he does the shvicha shirayim onto the aside, which is lemaila mechuta sikra, certainly some of that blood is considered the dam ha'ila. Therefore, Eloh would be a valid matana for the Eloh. Therefore, both Korbanos could be valid. And now that the Gemara asked a question on Rish Lakish as well as on Rav Ashi, Gemara is trying to prove that Rav's explanation of the Shita of Rav Elazar is correct. And as Rav stated on Amud Aleph, that Lo Ilum Yesh Bila Vazo In Tzricha Shir V'Knosed Kansi Rabbanon Kehichad LeMishtarish Lei. However, the Gemara continues that this last question is not necessarily a question on Rav Ashi, as Rav Ashi could still hold that Rav Elazar holds in Bila and Hachav Mayeskina could go into Ikaru Bel Yoinim V'Koyav LeMaygla Shir Tachtoinim V'Oid. The Brice is discussing a case. Most of the dam was dam chatas, and a smaller amount of the dam was dam oila. And for example, if we had 10 ounces of dam chatas and 5 ounces of dam oila, when the kohen did matonis hadam lemaylo mechuta sikra for the chatas, he actually used more than 5 ounces of dam, and therefore certainly some of this dam was dam chatas. Therefore, even if we hold in bila and we have to be choishish that potentially 5 ounces of this blood was dam oila, certainly any dam that's more than 5 ounces was definitely from dam chatas, and therefore that matana was valid. That's why Rabbi Elazar holds in the Braisa as well as in our Mishnah that the matana for the korban chatas was valid. However, keep in mind that if Rabbi Elazar actually holds that in bila, then at this point we'd have to be choishish that the kohen used all of the dam oila on the top of the mizbeach, and if so, even if he will take the rest of the blood and he'll do shvicha shirayim onto the side, that shvicha cannot work for the oila, as lemaisa could be that none of this blood is actually dam oila, and it could be all this dam was dam chatas. Therefore, the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say this pshat in the Braisa, hatachtonim ol leiktani, that the Braisa tells us that when he pours the shirayim onto the side, then that shvicha will work for the korban oila. And as we explained, if Rabbi Elazar actually holds that ain bila, so we have to be choshish that there's no more dam oila that was poured onto the side. And how could it be that this matana will work for the korban oila? And as Rashi explains, hatachtonim ol leiktani, kasalka daitach, that at this point the Gemara's havmina is that the explanation is the Braisa is apa ilo kamen also. The Rabbi Elazar holds that the oil will also be valid. Therefore, the Gemara is bothered. V'idiyav l'mayla shi'at tachtoinu va'oid hechi miskasho ilo dilma kol mashohayu bekam midama ilo nos l'mayla. Potentially, all the dama ilo was placed l'mayla mechut hasikra as a matana for the korban chatas. Therefore, how could it be that the matana for the oil will be valid? The Gemara answers l'shem shirayim that in the chenami Rabbi Ashi will explain that when the Braisa states that Rabbi Elazar holds v'tachtoinu ma'olulai, it doesn't mean that by pouring the shirayim onto the side would actually be a valid matana for the korban oila, and it just means that by pouring the shirayim onto the side it would be a valid kiyum of the mitzvah shvicha shirayim for the korban chatas. And as Rashi states, l'shem shirayim the chatas koma hatzrich l'shafel l'yisoid v'kiyum d'ru bel yoinim ki nos l'mayl k'shir tachtoinu v'oid d'ik midam chatas l'mayl u'lamata afilu kol nit l'mayl min al yoinim hu. However, kati pashle mini l'mata mashiyesh min al yoinim yesu min achetzi del yoinim ru b'havu. Keep in mind that Rashi points out that really the Gemara could have stated that we're talking about a scenario where 50% of the dam was dam chatas and 50% of the dam was dam oila, and as long as you place more than 50% of the dam l'mayla mechut hasikra, then it would be valid for the chatas. However, Rashi points out that that would only help us b'negei the korban chatas, but would not help us in regard to the shvicha shirayim. As Rashi continues on the last of the narrow lines, avi lav rubel yoinim, and if we wouldn't have explained that we're talking about a scenario Roiva the dam was dam chatas and it was not 50-50, so kim diav lemaila shir tachtoinim va'oid kidei lahachshah chatas sulam mitaris leach tachtoinim olo afilu shirayim the dilma kol dam el yonu lemaila nitan ve'in kan shirayim, has potentially already used all of the dam chatas when doing the matonas lemaila mechut hasikra, and therefore there would not be any more blood for the shirayim. And in addition, Rashi continues oishem kol dam tachtoinim lemaila nitan ve'in kan mishal olo lemata klum. Now that we finished the Gemara's question on Rav Ashi and the Gemara's explanation, so let us see the top tesis. As tesis in Dibur Masechta Va'oid Tanya Nitana L'mayla, so tesis points out that we have a raya from this braisa that Alma Yesh Bila, and it's a question on Rav Ashi. And tesis points out that this braisa is found in Tosefta Dezvachim. And as we already pointed out, that tesis continues that why didn't we ask this question directly from a Mishnah, and why do we have to bring the braisa? And Zak tesis V'hodlei Parach Masisin as Nichle Lakshuim in braisa Mishum Diyukah De Tachtanim Olay Ayin Sham. Gemara now continues to ask another question under Shita Rav Ashi, who stated that Rabbi Elazar holds that in Bila, and the Gemara brings another Braisa, which is similar to the previous Braisa. As Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, if the blood of a korban oila, matanis adon l'matim mechut hasikra, get mixed up with the dam of a chatas, whose matanis adon l'maylim mechut hasikra, certainly even Rabbi Elazar would agree that the matanis for a korban chatas take precedence over a korban oila. And even if you're Rabbi Elazar, He should have taken this mixture of blood and done the matanis l'mayla b'chuta sikra first. However, the Brisa tells us nos l'matav loy nimlach, that if the kohen went and took the blood and he put it l'matav b'chuta sikra, he didn't ask a shayla. And as Rashi points out, that certainly if he would have asked a shayla, then according to Rabbi Elazar, we would have told him to place the dam l'mayla b'chuta sikra, as is a mitzvah l'haktim al yin l'tachtonim. And according to Rabbanon, the psak would have been yishafich la'ama. However, at this point, Rabbi Elazar ime yachsev yitin l'mayla. Rabbi Elazar holds that he should take the blood and he should place the lamayla mechuta sikra v'atachtoinim oluloi. Right now, the harmony of the Gemara is that since at this point he did matonis lamata and he did matonis lamayla, therefore the matonis will work both for the carbon chatos as well as for the carbon oyla. And once again, the Gemara is bothered that since Rabbi Elazar holds that Rabbi Elazar's shita is that in bila, so how could it be that the matonis would work either for the chatos or for the oyla? However, once again, the Gemara responds that according to Rav Ashi, he will explain that the Brice is talking about a specific case. As Hachinami Bru Bel Yoinim V'Kiyav L'Mayla Shia Tachtoinim V'Oid, that we're talking about a case where Reva, the blood in this mixture, was from the carbon chatas. For example, 5 ounces of this dam is actually from the carbon oila, and 10 ounces of this dam was from the carbon chatas. And then when he placed the dam L'Mayla Mechuta Sikra, he placed more than 5 ounces of the dam L'Mayla Mechuta Sikra, and certainly part of this dam is dam chatas. Therefore, certainly this matana for the carbon chatas is valid, and the carbon chatas will be mechaper. However, once again, the Gemara is bothered since the fear of Ashi, Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Bila, so possibly 5 of the ounces that you placed on the top of the Mizbeach was from the carbon oila. And if so, when he did the matanis, l'matam mechuta sikra, it could be that none of the dam was from the carbon oila. And the Brisa seemed to say that his original matanis that he placed l'matam mechuta sikra will be olai. And as the Gemara continues to ask, v'atachtenim olai tani, and it's mashmur that actually is olai l'shem chayva, and it actually works for the carbon oila. However, once again, the Gemara answers that in the Chinami of Ashi will explain that Lefi Rabbi Elazar, the actual matonis they did l'matam mechuta sikra will not work for the carbon oila. When the Brisa stated olulai, it means l'shem shirayim. Even though the kohen placed the blood l'matam mechuta sikra first and prior to the dam l'mayla l'mafreya, we will consider this as if he was yotze the mitzvah shvicha shirayim of the carbon chatas. And even though he poured the blood onto the side prior to doing the matonis l'mayla mechuta sikra, and this seems to be the pashas of the way to understand our Gemara, where Ayin and Taisis Diva Maschel Nasal Matav Loy Nimlach, Rabbi Elazar Ima Yachse V'Yitin L'Mayla, and Taisis points out Nir De Gassinon V'Yachse V'Yitin L'Mata, that he has to once again go and pour the rest of the dam L'Mata Mechut HaTzikra Kedemasek. And as we just saw, that Lefi Rav Ashi, certainly the Brisa doesn't mean that the original Matana L'Mata Mechut HaTzikra would be valid for the Oila. The Brisa is only discussing the validity of the Shvich HaShirayim, and as Taisis points out, the Mashin Nasal Mata therefore, certainly, after he already goes and he places the dam l'mayla mechuta sikra, then he would take the remainder of the dam and he would pour it on his side, and that would be a kiyum of the mitzvah shvicha shirayim. The Gemara continues tashma, and the Gemara will once again try to bring a raya against Rav Ashi, and this is a continuation of the previous brisa. As the brisa continues, nasa l'mayla v'lo nimlach, if the blood of a korban chatas whose matanis adon l'mayla mechuta sikra gets mixed up with the dam of the oila, matanis adon l'matam mechuta sikra, and certainly if the kohen would have asked a shayla, then lefi rabbanan they would paskin yishafech la'ama, and Rabbi Elazar would state that he could place the blood l'mayla mechuta sikra. However, in this case they didn't ask a shayla. Therefore, even rabbanan agree that since he already placed the blood l'mayla mechuta sikra, that matana for the korban chatos was valid. And the brisa continues elu ve'elu meidim shiachse v'yitin l'mata, that both rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar would agree that the kohen should now take the rest of the blood and pour l'matam mechuta sikra onto the side. And in addition, ve'elu ve'elu olloi, and it's mashma that both Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar would agree, both the matana for the korban chatos as well as the matana for the korban oila would be valid. Therefore, both korbanos would be valid. And the Gemara's question is on Rav Ashi, even if he will want to explain that most of the dam was from the korban chatos, and mikuyav l'mayla shir tachtoinim v'oid, therefore certainly the matanas hadam for the korban chatos was valid. However, since Rav Ashi holds that lefi Rabbi Elazar in bila, so how could it be that the carbon oila would be valid, as potentially all of the blood of the carbon oila was already placed l'mayla mechuta sikra? And if so, has the Brisa state elu ve'elu olai? The Gemara will now go through this shakla v'taya, as the Gemara states that even if you want to say that l'fira v'ashi hachinami b'ru bel yoinim v'kiyav l'mayla shir tachtonim v'oid, that only helps for the carbon chatas, and the matanis for the carbon oila should not be valid, and va'elu ve'elu olai tani. And if so, it must be that a blazer holds that yesh bila. Therefore, this is another question on Rav Ashi, However, the Gemara answers, Miktani Elu Ve'ilu Moedim, Elu Ve'ilu Olaik Tani. In the last clause of this Brisa, the Brisa did not state, Elu Ve'ilu Moedim Sha'olulai, but the Brisa just states, Elu Ve'ilu Olulai, that both the Dama Chatas and the Dama Ila will work for these Kabanais, and therefore the Karban Chatas and the Karban Ila would be valid. The Brisa doesn't actually state that Rebbe Elazar would be Moedim to this din, and therefore the Gemara explains, Seifa Son Rabbanon, the Amri Yishbila, that in the Chanami, this last clause of the Brisa is specifically going with Peter Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold Yishbila, and although if initially they would have come to Rabbanon and asked what to do, Rabbanon would have stated, Yishafich La'ama. However, Rabbanon teaches us that now that the Kohen didn't ask a Shaila, he went and did the Matanis L'mayla Mechata Sikra, so we will now allow him to do the Matanis L'mayla Mechata Sikra as well, since we hold Yishbila, so therefore both Kabanis will be valid. The Gemara now continues and we'll ask another question on Ravashi from our Mishnah. As Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah, Hanitonim Matana Achas, Nisavr Binitonim Matana Achas, Yinosim Matana Achas, V'yavrid Ein Bila, Amai Yinosim Matana Achas, Dilm Mahai Kuyov, Umahai Loi Kuyov. And the Gemara asks a question that our Mishnah taught us, that if Dam of a Bechor and Dam of Maisa get mixed together, so since in any case they both only require one Matana, so the Kohen would just do one Matana, and that would suffice both for the Bechor and for Maisa. And as Rashi points out, that since in the Sefer of this part of the Mishnah, we will see a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, so certainly Rabbi Elazar is one of the Tanayim of this part of the Mishnah, and certainly this din of the Mishnah would make sense if we hold Yesh Bila, but the fear of Rashi who holds that Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Bila, then how could one Matana suffice if it's possible that all of the Dam that was used for this Matana was either only from the Bechor or only from Maisa Behema? And the Gemara continues and responds, Kegoyin Shinis Av Matana Achas, that this case was where the mixture consisted of the shear for two matanais. When the Mishnah states, Yinostu Matana Achas, it means that the Kohen will do one Matana for each Behema, and therefore certainly the Dam of the Bechor and the Dam of Maisa are now on the Mizbeach. Therefore, even if we would hold that Ein Bila, both matanais would be valid. The Gemara now continues to ask on Rav Ashi from the next case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, Matan Abba B'Matan Abba, Yinostu Matan Abba, if the Dam of a Korban Oila gets mixed up with the Korban Shlomim or with the Dam of an Osham, then if the Kohen just does four matanais, that will suffice, and that will be enough to be machsher the Korban Oila as well as the Shlomim or the Osham. And once again, the Gemara is bothered that if Rav Ashi is correct, that Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Bila, then how would this suffice? It's possibly all this blood was from the Korban Oila or from the Korban Shlomim or the Osham. How do we know they did any proper matanais? However, once again, the Gemara responds, that we're talking about a very specific scenario with a shear for Dal Matanais from each of the behemoths got mixed together. And therefore, in this mixture, there's enough blood for eight Matanais. And when the Mishnah stated, it means that the Kohen would have to do two sets of four Matanais. And certainly, even if we would hold that Ein Bila, but certainly all of the Dam from both Kobanais were now placed on the Mizbeach properly. And finally, Gemara asks a question on Rav Ashi for the next part of the Mishnah, where we saw machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and as the Mishnah stated, Matan Abba B'Matan Achas, if the Dam of a Korban Oila gets mixed together with the Dam of Bechor, and the Mishnah taught us, Rabbi Elazar Ime Yinasi B'Matan Abba, and Rabbi Yeshua Ime Yinasi B'Matan Achas, and once again, if Rabbi Ashi is correct, Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Bila, then how do we know that the Dal Matanes had Dam from both animals, and how could it be that Rabbi Elazar would be Machshe both of these Kabanais? And we continue on that Pial from an Aleph, and the Gemara explains, and if you want to once again explain that the Mishnah is discussing a very specific scenario where enough dam for one matana of a Bechor got mixed up with enough dam for four matanas of an Oila, and Ein Chanami, Rabbi Elazar did not mean that all the Kohen would have to do is four matanas, but Rabbi Elazar meant that the Kohen would be required to perform five matanas, as in this way, even if we hold Ein Bila, he certainly had four prop matanas for the Oila and one for the Bechor, but Zakta Gemara, that this can't be Pshat Rabbi Elazar. As if so, why would Rabbi Yeshua state that Lefir Rabbi Elazar, the Kohen would be Oivan Batesef if the Kohen did the exact and proper number of Matanais, both for the Korban Oila as well as for the Bechor? And as the Gemara states, Ihachi, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Hareu Oivan Batesef, Hacha Batesef Mehecha, as Rashi states, Hare Inkan Mila Bechor, Elekede Matana Achas. And let us recall that up until this point, every time we had a question on Ravashi, so we came up with an Okimta in order to explain the Brisos and the Mishnah. However, because of this last question, where we can't come up with any okimta, so the Gemara now continues, Elam Rava Vibola Plagi, and keep pligi b'kaisais as the Rabbi Elazar isle royin and Rabbanon leslu royin. Rabbi explains that although the member of Rav Ashi b'negi the sheet of Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah Masechtas Para where regular water got mixed into the same kli which had mechatas, it's certainly based on the fact that Rabbi Elazar holds that in bila. However, the sheet of Rabbi Elazar in that Mishnah Masechtas Para has no connection to our Gemara at all and has no connection to the Brisais and to our Mishnah that is discussing various scenarios where Dam of Kabonis got mixed up, as the Mishnah Masechtas Para is discussing where Dam got mixed up in one case and what is referred to as Balal, and Rav Ashi teaches us that Rabbi Elazar holds it in Bila. However, our Mishnah and Brisais are discussing scenarios where the blood actually did not get mixed up in the same cup, rather we're referring to scenarios where there were two cups of Dam, and at this point we became confused and we are no longer sure which cup belongs for which carbon, and therefore certainly the concept of Yesh Bila or in Bila doesn't apply in these scenarios. And as Rashi explains, that Rav is teaching us that in a chenami, the machlekes that we saw between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, the previous braises that the Gemara discussed on that Peyom Beis, is very simple. And we're talking about a scenario where a lot of blood got mixed up together. Rabbi Elazar holds that the Kohen would do matanes from each cup of Maila, and he would also do matanes from each cup of Mata. And even though he's certainly placing Dam Oilul Maila and Dam Chatas Lamata, but Rabbi Elazar holds that any Dam that is not appropriate to be placed in a certain makayim is roin ki'ilu heimayim. Therefore, we consider the dam ma'ilah that is being placed l'mayim mechutah sikra as mayim ba'alma. And similarly, we are roin that the dam achatos which is being placed l'matim mechutah sikra is k'mayim ba'alma. And keep in mind that l'fizeh, according to Rabbi Elazar, both of these kabbonis would actually be valid. And similarly, in our Mishnah, where we saw machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, is specifically not referring to a scenario where the dam of two kabbonis got mixed up in one cup, and instead we're referring to a scenario where a kais of dam from Mechor, which is nitim matan achas, comes mixed up and confused with the kais of the dam of an oila, which is nitim ba'ba matanais. And since Rabbi Elazar holds of the concept of royin, therefore Rabbi Elazar holds you do four matanais from each kais, and that would suffice both for the oila and for the Mechor. And since Rabbi Elazar holds of the concept of royin, so there will be no issue about taisiv, as although he actually did abba matanais, but we would consider it as if he did four matanais for the oila and only one for the Bukhar, and any additional matanis that he did was not done the mitzvah and is k'mayim ba'alma, while the Chacham of the Braisais and Rabbi Shua and our Mishnah do not agree to the concept of Rayin, and therefore there would be an issue of Al-Taisiv. And keep in mind that as we mentioned, Al-Fizeh, when the Braisais stated that Tachtenim Olay, it doesn't only refer to the mitzvah Shvich Shrayim, but it also refers to the kashrus of the Zrikais for the carbon Oila, both Kabbonis would actually be valid. And Ayin Rashi at the top of that Pe'al from an Aleph, in Diva Maskel Elam Rava, that Kol Anach Shinu Yudishnina Loitishnan, the Vadeh Tachtenim Oloi Diktani, Bein Lashem Shirayim, Bein Latrilus Eilu Kamar, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues, Ubabol Loi Pligi, that Rava just explained that the Machlek is between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar and the Braisais, and Rabbi Elazar and Rishua in the Mishnah, specifically in regard to two separate cups of Dam that got mixed up, and not in a case where two types of blood got mixed up in one cup. And the Gemara will now continue and bring a Braisa, and will try to prove that the Machlek is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham in the Braisa, not only where the Dam got mixed up b'kaisais, but even b'balol. And as the Gemara continues, v'tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, that Am Rabbi Yehuda le'nechlu Rabbi Elazar v'chachamim al dam chata sh'nisar b'dam oila sh'yikrav and b'revei v'nir v'ashele yikrav and al man nechlu al dam t'mima sh'nisar b'dam ba'al smom sh'Rabbi Elazar omi yikrav b'im b'balol b'im b'kaisais v'chacham omi le yikrav. The Braisa teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda explains the machlek is between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim differently than we saw in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda explains that both Rabbi Elazar and Chacham agree that we see the klal of Royin Kilu Heimayim, and therefore, where Dam Chatas gets mixed together with Dam Oila, then certainly all agree that the claim would be makar of the Dam, both Lamaila and Lamata, and both the Chatas and Oila would be valid, as all the Matanais are valid, since all agree that we would be Royin any extra Matana as if it's Mayim Ba'alma. As Rashi explains, Rabban Nami Islahu Royin, Umasnisin Lav Rabbi Yehuda Hi. And certainly the way that Rabbi Yehuda is learning the Machlekes is not the sheet of our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is certainly chiluk on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda explains that even if a small amount of the dam of a revei v'nirva that is pasul is nisarv with a lot of dam of a carbon that is kosher, that the din of bittul doesn't apply, and you can't be makar the dam at all. And as Rashi explained on Daf Ayin Ches, that since dam revei v'nirva and other psulim ashchiach in the azara, so Rabbanim will goyza onto a scenario where the dam revei v'nirva would be raiv. Rabbi Yehuda then continued that that the only time that there is machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar is where the dam of a Baal Mum gets mixed up with the dam of Behemoth that is a Tamim and not a Baal Mum, as Rabbi Elazar holds that it doesn't make a difference if the blood of these animals were mixed together in one cup or if the blood was in separate cups and it was confusion as to which cup held which dam. And in all cases, you can be makar the dam, while the Chacham Machlek and hold that you can't be makar the dam at all, and he shafich la'ama. And let us explain the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim according to Rabbi Yehuda, as Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, although certainly both the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar agree to the concept of Rayin, however, we could only apply the concept of Rayin by Dam Kosher. However, since there's an Issur in the Torah, we makar the dam of a Baal Mum, so certainly the concept of Rayin would not help us in regard to this Issur. And really, both Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham should agree that we should not be able to place the dam of the Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. However, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim have a machlekes as to the Issur of placing the dam of Baal Mum on the Mizbeach, as Rabbi Elazar holds that the only Issur of placing the dam Baal Mum on the Mizbeach is when it's Be'en. However, once the dam is mixed up with other dam, then the Issur doesn't apply, and this is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor that states, Mum Bum Lo Yiratzu Lachem, and it's Mashma, this is only when it's Be'en. However, if you're not sure that this is actually dam of Baal Mum, and either because it's Baal, or we're not sure which dam and which Kais is the dam of Baal Mum, then this Issur doesn't apply, and then we would apply the concept of Rayin. However, the Chacham argue with Rabbi Elazar in regard to this point, and they hold that the Issur placing the dam of Baal Mum on the Mizbeach is even relevant when the dam is not Be'en. Therefore, Zok Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham hold that when you have dam Tmimo that was Nesar, Bedam Baal Mum, that Lo Yikrav, and you can't be Makar of any of the dam. Keep in mind that even though the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda as to the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon is not really relevant to our Mishnah, however, certainly we do see from the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon is not only when they mixed up Bekoisais, but even Bebalel. Therefore, although the Tan of our Mishnah is certainly Chalek and Rabbi Yehuda as to the extent of the Machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar, as the Tan of our Mishnah hold that the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar are even Chalek, dam of two Kabbonis that are kosher get mixed up with each other. Even our Mishnah agrees to Rabbi Yehuda in those scenarios where there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, that the Machlekes is applicable, Bein Bebol or Bein Bekoises, and not like Rava just explained. And as Rashi states, Rabbi Yehuda Nishmal Rabbanon, the Pligilev Masisin, Muk Beplukta, Buroyin, Apichatas Fa'ila, this Machlekes is Bein Bebol or Bein Bekoises Kaimi, Victonil Rabbi Elazar, Tachtenim Oloi, Vigabe Oilo Bechor, Nami Machsh Masisin, and Almi Yeshbila, and therefore we're back to our original question. From the case of our Mishnah, where we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar, we should have a raya against Rabbi Ashi that certainly Rabbi Elazar holds Yesh Bila and he doesn't hold Ein Bila. However, the Gemara responds, Rabbi Yehuda libid Rabbi Elazar masi bein bebal bein bekoises and ein echinami. Although certainly according to the way Rabbi Yehuda brought the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, certainly the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is even in a case of balal. And as he stated, bein bebal bein bekoises al Rabbanon bekoises pligi. However, according to Rabbanon's explanation of the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim that we saw in our Mishnah and the Brisais, then the only time Rabbi Elazar is chaylik on the Chachamim is only in a case where it's Nisar Bekoises. However, in the case of Balal, then Rabbi Elazar would hold Ein Bila as Rav Ashi taught us, and as he explained, Rabbi Elazar's Shita in the Mishnah Masechtas Parah. And let us explain this point a bit further, that the Gemara is answering that although certainly for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham are chaylik bein bebalal bein bekoises, however, that is specifically because machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar is specifically in a scenario where we only want to be machshav one carbon, as one behemoth is certainly possible as it's a Baal's Mum, and therefore the only Shaila was in regard to one carbon. However, Rabbi Ashi will explain that even though Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Bila, but we are discussing a scenario where Reivet Adam was Dam Kosher and not Dam Baal's Mum, and as long as you will use Reivet Adam for the Matana, then even if we hold Ein Bila, the Matana will be valid, and the one carbon will be Kosher. As Rashi states, Mishani Rabbi Yehuda Libid Rabbi Elazar, the Muki Plukta with Baal's Mum, the Ein Kosher Rabbi Elazar Ela Echad, Muki Masisin Bein Bebol Bein Bekoises, Umukula Rav Ashi Le'inyim Bolol Kagoyin Deruba Kasha V'Kiyabim Mizbeach Shir Baal's Mum V'Oid. However, according to the Tanava Mishnah, that is clearly Chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, as our Mishnah holds that Rabbi Elazar is Chaylik on Rabbanon, even in a scenario where the dam of two Kabbonis that are Kasher get mixed up, and the Pashas of our Mishnah, as well as the previous Brises that stated V'Atachtenim Ololoi, is that both of the Kabbonis would be valid. Certainly Rav Ashi holds that Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Bila would have to explain that the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is only where there is a large amount of dam of both kabbonis that witness Arab b'kaisais, and it's only in that case where Rabbi Elazar was machshav both kabbonis. However, in a scenario window where the dam of two karbonos get mixed into one cup, then certainly Rabbi Elazar would agree that we can't be machshir both karbonos, as the Maaser Rabbi Elazar holds in Bila, and we will stop over here.